Dave Thompson. Website: DaveThompsonVictoria.ca. Facebook: Dave Thompson Victoria. Twitter: at DaveThompsonVic. Instagram: at DaveThompsonVictoria. Reddit: @DaveThompsonVictoria. TikTok: at DaveThompsonVictoria. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, for over 9 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? Governance consultant and public policy researcher, for 18 years, lawyer and manager previously. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I've been elected to several boards of directors of local charities, businesses, and community organizations, including Westmount Community League, Edmonton, and Fairfield Gonzalez Community Association in Victoria. I've been elected to all executive positions on boards: president, vice president, treasurer and secretary, as well as committee chair and director at large. I have worked as an employee of elected boards as an executive director and a chief financial officer, and have advised elected boards as a governance and management consultant. Until now, I have never run for city council, or provincial or federal office. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I'm running for council because I am very concerned about the future of Victoria, as well as optimistic that we can do much better. We can work together, and with regional, provincial and federal governments, to more effectively address the housing crisis and the climate emergency, build a more welcoming and beautiful downtown, help house people who are unhoused, and ensure they are provided with needed services, which will save us all money. As Victoria evolves, I want to ensure it remains a great place to live, work, and raise a family. More at www.davethompsonvictoria.ca. What are your top three issues? It is difficult to narrow it to just three, but based on what I'm hearing on the doorstep, and what is reported in public opinions polls, the top three are: addressing the housing crisis with more homes and housing diversity and choices for everyone, ensuring we have great neighborhoods, welcoming, green, and safe for everyone, climate change, and getting results on reducing GHG emissions. There are other vital issues, including the ongoing pandemic and its economic and social impacts, the vitality of businesses, especially downtown, and the need for council to govern effectively and maintain and protect public services and assets. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? Victoria will be a city that is inclusive, welcoming, vibrant, and clean and green, with abundant homes, jobs, affordability, and transportation choices that are safe and workable for all. Healthcare workers and others will be able to afford to live here. Victoria will be a great place to live, work, play, to raise a family, to meet new people, to chat with neighbors, and to participate in community life. It will be quieter, with more trees, parks, and green spaces. Every home will be within an easy walking, rolling, riding distance to groceries, shops, schools and other key destinations, and our region will be surrounded by thriving forests and clean rivers. What's one big idea you have for your community? We need to look to the future, move forward and make things better. Victoria can not only tackle the key issues noted above, we can knock it out of the park. We can be the leading example of how to do it, and be a beacon of hope, showing the way for communities across Canada. Victoria is continuing to change, as it always has. We need to embrace and steer that change, and ensure that we keep the things that make Victoria great, the things that draw thousands of people here every year. While we navigate that future, we need to acknowledge our past, pursue reconciliation with honesty and respect, and work now to make this city better for everyone.